Did something funny happen at a funeral you were at? I know, it's a weird question. But I saw a couple of these stories online and I wondered. I thought, well, there's a lot of people that listen. I bet some of them have been at funny funeral things. You know, I've laughed at funerals and memorials where people have told great stories the person that passed. That for me, that is always, that's the kind of closure I need.
Mm-hmm.
Like talking about the memories.
We had a bunch of good laughs at Mike's funeral.
Oh yeah, that was a great fantastic
laugh.
Yeah, it was a great memorial
laughs and cries,
service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But amazing stories. We learned how big of a gambler he really was.
About everything.
He would
gamble
on everything.
Who did he bet? Was it...
He bet Bob Seger.
Bob Seger that they could get to the first tee without a fly landing on a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And lost.
Yeah. Like
that. What a strange...
I think he had a problem.
Yeah, he might have a little bit, yeah.
This one, I was at a funeral once and a lady in the front, I don't know where exactly, shouted, "It's so hot in here, I feel like I'm dying." Mm. Most people didn't laugh, but my cousin and I were wiping away tears and trying to remain silent. Yeah, that would be the hard part is when the laugh when you're not supposed to laugh. Is there a laugh that's better than that?
Or worse?
Because then you can't stop. Because then it's inappropriate and you cannot stop. Yeah. That's what you
it's
catch it.
So
and-
hard.
Okay. Zach from Ohio writes, "I don't know how funny it was, but I always thought it was funny. They dug a hole in the wrong spot for my grandpa."
Did they ever already figure out when they were gathered around? Like, nope.
That's not his name.
Yeah. All looks weird.
That's not his beloved departed wife.
Really? Probably realized it when another body came out of the ground.
Whoops. Occupied.
Yep. We just desecrated this.
Let's see. It might be frozen here. Frozen. 1-800-947-3979. You can call or text. My niece was 4 years old when her grandma passed away. At the funeral, she walked up to the casket, stood there for a second. She turned to her mom and with no emotion, nods her head once and said, "Yep, she's dead." Took about
she's dead.
6 seconds till the entire room was laughing.
Having a daughter who's four, she's not going to a funeral with us.
No.
Yeah.
Even if it's, you know, beloved close family member.
Do you remember how old you were the first time you saw somebody at a funeral home like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was probably 4 or 5.
Really? I think it was when my grandfather passed.
I was in
June. When I was, I want to say 11 or 12. I think that might have been the first funeral I was at.
I had been to a funeral.
I was in 8th grade.
I think my grandpa was when I was in 2nd grade, but I had been to a funeral home before that for somebody else. But yeah, that's a very strange.
Did you have one of those weird schools that did a school trip to a funeral home?
No, thank goodness.
Okay.
I don't know why anyone does that. You did?
No. Mm-mm.
My friend in high school, my buddy Mark, his family owned a funeral home. And
every day.
And they lived, the house above was where they lived. And then below was where they'd hold like the viewings and the funerals or whatever. And then everything they did like happened downstairs in the basement.
Yeah.
I never once walked in his house. And I knew him from like 9th grade to my senior year. Never.
Yeah.
And we always hung out in their neighborhood because I lived out in the country. So we'd just drive there and hang out, walk around. We were never walking into Mark's house. It was never like, yeah, we're all going
to
hang out at Mark's today.
No, well, his house was haunted, knowing that there are dead bodies downstairs.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, weird. That'd be weird.
Yeah, no thanks.
This one, my friend and I have known each other since we were 8, and we cannot be trusted to act seriously when we are together. Those are fun friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you know, you're like, we can't do this. A mutual friend's father passed away, and we went to pay our respects. As we're talking with our pal who had just lost his dad, listening to him talk about his dad in a very emotional moment, a super, super hot girl walked past the three of us. I realized my eyes were drifting along watching her, and then I looked over and saw my friend was doing the exact same thing, and when our eyes met, we both looked down at the floor as fast as possible, avoiding each other's attention while our poor friend continued talking. When we finally got out to the parking lot, the two of us burst with laughter for 5 minutes. It happened more than 20 years ago, and we still laugh about it today. Because they weren't trying to be disrespectful.
Have you told your friend about it?
I was about to. I wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to let us know. Is the friend in on the laugh yet?
Or is he still a little emotional about that?
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979.
I saw a story, I think 2 days ago, about somebody who had to be rescued because they fell into a grave after they lowered the casket in. So they had the funeral, lower the casket in, everybody disperses, everyone leaves. And it was a cemetery worker, and he was there to, I'm assuming, start filling the hole in or do something.
Yeah.
He slipped and fell in. Ugh. And they had to call 911 to get him out, because when he fell in there, he hurt his back somehow.
I'm sure he landed on wood.
Did you see that story? It took him like 3 hours to get him out, because before they would go down, they had to put up the safety walls so that there wouldn't be a soil collapse on the side. So he just laid down there while they built plywood walls.
Well, yeah, they just have brought the casket lowering machine back over.
That's what I thought. Climb into this harness.
Oh, and just, like, drop it down and then lift it back out. I mean, they don't just drop those things in. They crank them down.
Yeah.
Crank it back up.
He was in the ground for a long time, because they actually had time. The police helicopter had footage of it, so they had enough time to say, "Yeah, we should probably get a helicopter."
There's also a police helicopter. What do you need a helicopter
for? The news helicopter or something. But there was footage from a helicopter, and you could tell it definitely wasn't like just a drone. It was an actual helicopter flying over.
That's a big to-do in that town.
Yeah.
Tell me if you could keep a straight face if this happened at a funeral you were at. I was at a funeral where, during the minute of silence, or moment of silence, one of the Knights of Columbus members up on the riser let out a fart about 20 seconds long that stopped a couple times and restarted close enough to the microphone that it picked up on the speakers.
So he's trying desperately to make it quiet, but all he's doing is extending it. I'd laugh my ass off.
Oh, yeah.
That would be very difficult. Oh, God, this isn't funny. This person says, this wasn't funny at the time, but I laugh now. My Nana was from the Ukraine, and when she died, nobody could come to see the funeral. Her daughter asked me to take photos through the service so they could send them to family from back home. I spent the entire service being called a sicko by other funeral goers for taking photos. I didn't laugh then, but I laugh now. That would suck.
Like, I'm not doing this for my own personal collection.
Yeah, why are you assuming the worst about
me? Yeah, those are real weird busybodies. I don't even think I would notice somebody taking pictures unless you were really disruptive. Oh, maybe you are a creep.
This one, at my Gram's funeral, her brother, who was 97 himself, went to the casket to pay his last respects. And as often happens when men get old and lose their butt, his pants fell straight down to his ankles. He just stood there in the tighty whities. I could not hold my laughter. I think that would have made me feel so bad, I wouldn't have laughed.
Wait, when men get old and lose their butt?
Yeah, guys lose their butts. And pretty soon
You get a flat ass.
Yeah.
And he's not, you know, he didn't hook the suspenders right or put the belt on the right way.
Yeah, you can't cinch that thing that tight.
No.
Cut off circulation to your legs. Your legs will fall off. God, that would feel so bad.
Yeah, whatever. You're 97. You're probably next. You know it.
You probably didn't even know what happened.
Yeah.
This one, I'm one of those people that deals with uncomfortable situations and grief with jokes. My dad passed this summer. Our thoughts to you. And at the viewing with our other clearly distraught family members, all I could think about is, all right, Dad, cut the bleep, get up. I know he would have appreciated the laugh, but his crying siblings did not think it was the best. That reminds me of on Modern Family, if you ever watched that show, one of the things they put in there is Claire, the mom. has a weird tick where anytime she gets bad news, like somebody dies or somebody gets hurt, she smiles because she was so emotionally fractured as a child. She doesn't know how to respond appropriately. Mm-hmm. And it's a great running gag through that show. Like, you're doing it again, Claire. No, I'm very sad, but she's smiling. kills me every time.